here's a guy we talk to on a regular basis and glad that we do. He's the chief of the DetroitBureau.com, the DetroitBureau.com, and it's Paul Eisenstein. And whenever there's anything automotive related, he's our really one of our great go-to guys. How are you, Paul?
Well, I'm down in Nashville driving some electric vehicles.
How do you like them?
I've got to tell you, I really am amazed with how fast this technology is coming on board. I've got my own first EV on order.
For yourself?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you mind me asking what you ordered?
Yeah, the Ford F-150 Lightning.
Oh, an F-150 guy and the latest and greatest F-150, the Lightning. Well, good for you. So how do you react to the story that you're here with us to talk about? Business of the Detroit News this morning saying, park outside, Ford recalls SUVs for fire risk, 350,000 of them targeted for repairs. Fires possible even if engines are off.
Yeah. Yeah, we reported it on the DetroitBureau.com yesterday, and let's parse the numbers a little bit. So we have 350,000 vehicles that are being recalled under what you might call a three-pronged recall announcement. That includes a bunch of different things. There's heavy-duty trucks that are being recalled because they may have airbags that might not inflate in a crash. Not good, definitely not good, and we need to be worried about that because these days we've been seeing highway deaths rise very quickly. The one that's probably going to freak out people the most, though, is the fact that 39,000 of the vehicles covered by these various recalls could catch fire, as you mentioned. And what's very strange, this is really unusual, they're saying that some of them could catch fire when they're parked. So they want people to not park them in a driveway, or inside in a garage.
Outside, park them outside. Gotcha.
Right,
and away from the house. They go as far to say.
Yep, because if they go up in flames, it could be big. These are regular gas models, Ford Expeditions, Lincoln Navigators from the 2021 model year. So very, very odd.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I mean, it's. You never used to hear of gasoline vehicles just for no reason going up in flames. I wonder if the reports are any way tied into the fact that so many electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles have been going up in flames.
Yeah, no. As far as I can tell in this one, there's no connection. And in fact, I've done a lot of research on that. The number of electric vehicles that have caught fire are still on a percentage basis much lower than the number of gas vehicles. So we write about the electric vehicles catching fire because it's unusual. We're not familiar with electrics, and having a fire in a vehicle without gasoline seems so odd. But gas vehicles still are more likely to catch fire. What's also strange about this is Ford admits it doesn't know why they're catching fire. It's still trying to figure it out, and worse, it doesn't have a fix yet.
Boy, oh boy. That is a problem. Not knowing why it's happening, which leads to you having a very difficult time coming up with a fix, unless you know it. I think I read that it's starting at the back right section of the engine. I don't know enough about what's in those engines anymore and what's causing that problem. I appreciate the heads up. We got to run. We got two segments right here, Paul Eisenstein. Always a pleasure. Chief of the DetroitBureau.com. Talk to you later, Paul.
I'll talk to you.
Be interested in your reports on your Lightning F-150.
I'm going to enjoy getting that vehicle, yes.